From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The brother of the gunman speaks.
I there's not even anything I can say. I mean, how do you... I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
From Orange County, Florida, confused, befuddled, shocked Eric Paddock speaks with reporters. He's the brother of the gunman who reportedly fired upon a concert in Las Vegas late last night.
If he'd have killed my kids, I couldn't be more dumbfounded. I mean, it doesn't...
So last
there's nothing.
Last
there's,
communication.
There's nothing.
After the hurricane.
I mean, I can show you the text. He said, yeah. You know, how's mom?
Police in Las Vegas, Nevada say that Paddock, that is Stephen Paddock, killed at least 58 people and wounded more than 515 others in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Earlier today, President Trump spoke to the country.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police said the 64-year-old Stephen Paddock attacked the crowd of over 22,000 from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino. Las Vegas Chief Joseph Lombardo said SWAT officers breached the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. He said it is believed that Paddock killed himself. This is VOA News. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government on Sunday and voted overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona's central Plaza de Catalunya on Sunday night to celebrate the referendum. Police used batons and rubber bullets to disrupt the voting, with hundreds reportedly injured. Spanish analyst Carles Castillo of the Atlantic Council said the turnout was about the same as a similar referendum in 2014.
The people that are getting out and voting are the ones that are pro-independence. We knew that. That's not news. The unfortunate thing is that we had to get to a point in which the police had to intervene, and neither the Spanish government nor the Catalan government were able to reach a negotiated solution.
The ballot has no legal standing. It's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. Kenyan police have fired tear gas at protesters who are calling for the ouster of election officials the demonstrators blame for the recent botched presidential election. Protests were held Monday in the capital of Nairobi. A presidential spokesman has said that the government will not replace the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, a decision that has angered the opposition, which has said the panel committed criminal acts and that most belong in jail. Last month, Kenya's Supreme Court annulled the presidential election victory of incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and called for new polls. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has continued to condemn the Electoral Commission. The two men face off again in a presidential vote on October the 26th.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2017 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Jeffrey C. Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael W. Young, for their discoveries on molecular mechanisms controlling the circadian rhythm.
The 2017 Nobel Prize for Medicine, awarded to three American scientists using fruit flies as a model organism. This year's Nobel laureates isolated a gene that controls the normal daily biological rhythm. The prize for physiology or medicine is the first Nobel Prize awarded each year. President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Tillerson in China on Saturday said the U.S. was communicating directly with the North on its nuclear and missile programs. State Department spokesperson Sunday said diplomatic channels have been open for months, but they won't be open forever. A U.S. and Bangladeshi officials are scheduled to meet in Washington this week for talks expected to include the plight of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.